Hi, this is Fred Wallace with Off the Wire, proudly sponsored by Pete's Auto Body. Pete's Auto Body because we care about our community. The 22 Australian Open in tennis begins Monday at Melbourne Park, albeit qualifying matches have been taking place this week. From a Canadian standpoint, this major is a continuation of intriguing performances dating back to the U.S. Open when Leila Annie Fernandez advanced to the women's final before losing to Britain's Emma Raducanu 6-4 and 6-3. Last weekend, Canada once again served notice that there are contenders for crowns. In the ATP Cup in Australia, Canada advanced to the final and swept their Spanish opponents in the championship. Both Denis Shapovalov and Felix Auger-Aliassime had outstanding performances to win their respective singles matches on Sunday, giving Canada the ATP Cup. And the manner in which Canada won this was pure Canadian. The ATP Cup hasn't been around for a long time, but Canada becomes the first country in the history of the event to have lost a tie and still advance to the final and win it. Better yet, in the group opener, Canada was swept by the United States, and then Canada lost their first match against Britain before they started to rally and go all the way. So what does that say heading to the Australian Open? Well, it says Canada has some talented players knocking on the door, and it also illustrates that even if they're down, a Canadian is almost never out. For Pete's Auto Body, I'm Fred Wallace.